Hey, welcome. I am your host, Sam, and this is Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities, a podcast about urban legends coming from different cultures and other scary stories as well. Hey guys, welcome to the 9th episode of Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities. I hope all of you are having a good week. Well, I'm actually recording this on a Monday. I hope you guys are having a good start of the week. I've been doing a lot of research on as to what content I should be featuring for the 9th episode. I know I should have this planned out by now, but don't worry, I'm planning out the next episode. It's actually gonna be me reacting to a Korean movie. It's called Alive, and it actually is about zombies. And yeah, so I'm kind of giving you the hint on what's to come for the next episode, which is kind of a spoiler, I know. Recording right now, I'm supposed to have this episode out like a few weeks ago, but then lately I haven't been feeling motivated as of like making content, and just like in general I've been super down, and I've been trying to force myself to record. And also I've been busy trying to prepare stuff as I move into my new place. I'm actually in California right now, and I'm settling into my new apartment. Yeah, I'm pretty much ready for grad school. I just have to pick up books. And it's so fun because I'm living alone, which is something that I haven't really done like in a while, you know? So I'm super excited about that. Living alone is fun so far. My least favorite part about it is cleaning, but I also like seeing a clean place, so yeah. That's pretty much what's been happening in my life. Okay, yeah, going back, I think I've mentioned this earlier about this Korean movie. It's called Alive. It's actually a zombie movie, and this actually appeared in my For You page on TikTok. And I also saw this movie poster on my friend Rachel's podcast Instagram page, Scene Cap. And yeah, like I said before, it's actually a Korean zombie film, and I watched the beginning of it and I actually was pretty scared, so I just decided to stop for a while because I do not have enough brain cells for it. So yeah, what a loser, right? So anyway, I'm gonna force myself to watch it again for the next episode, and I'm gonna talk about it to you guys after that. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Yeah, unfortunately, we're not gonna talk about movies today. I have other things planned for this episode. This episode, we're actually going to talk about this Japanese game called The Bath Game or Daruma-san. I said that pretty weird, but yeah. It's actually a Japanese game. And fun fact, I actually did an episode about this in my old podcast, the one for school. So yeah, why am I using my old content? And I find this actually pretty scary. I found out about this when I was like 9. Because when I was like 9, I used to be so addicted to anything like horror. Like, it's even like intense before. So like, when I was 9, I would watch horror movies with my cousin. And yeah, we would watch it together, and she would have like the good ones. Most of them would be Asian horror movies, and that's how I found my love, I guess, with the horror genre. Like, I remember I would go to the school library and look up like horror stuff on the internet, and a thing back then was a website called Scary for Kids and Creepypasta. I think Creepypasta is still a thing, but it's like it lost its vibe, you know? Yeah. Okay, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I feel kind of drowsy, like I'm gonna crash soon, and it's only 10 o'clock. And it's terrible, honestly. And, back to the bath game, the Ruma-san. I did an episode about this, and I think Japanese horror and Asian horror in general is very scary, and it focuses more on the psychological aspect and the mystical aspect of horror, and it's not like jump scares galore like what American horror typically does and Philippine horror typically does. Sorry, my friend just texted, so yeah. So back to the bath game once again. So many off tangents, just like my brain was pretty addicted to Scary for Kids. And when I was like about 9 or 10, I would go to the school library and I would look it up. I would spend my time in that website and I would read scary rituals and scary games. And before I actually used to spend a lot of my time in this horror website called Sixpensy. I think she was a thing back then. She was like huge back then. It's actually a Tumblr website and it's managed by a girl. And she would post like horror stuff and just stuff relating to neuroscience, aliens, bunch of conspiracy theories, and just horror, anything horror. You know, when I say the word horror, it sounds like whore. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, this is weird for me. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Anyway, so I actually stumbled upon this ritual. I think it's in a Scary for Kids website or Sixpensy website. But yeah, I find it very, very creepy, and I remember not being able to sleep well that night and the following nights. So yeah, that was my memory of the bath game. I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of scared, even though it's like 10 in the morning here. Right beside me is a mirror, and yeah, I have two mirrors. One on my left and one right beside my table. And it's actually pretty scary. And I live alone, so that doesn't help. Yeah, I'm actually getting paranoid as I'm turning my shoulder. Like, I might just see someone pop out. But I hope that's, you know, I'm just gonna try to contain my thoughts. Because it's pretty, like, I hate those intrusive thoughts, honestly. Yeah, so what the heck is the bath game, or what is the Ruma-san? The bath game is actually a game where you summon a ghost named the Ruma. So this game actually originated in Japan, and your goal is to avoid the Ruma-san all day. That's basically your goal. Have you played the game Red Light, Green Light? That's pretty much like that. I haven't played that game, but yeah. I think it's either that or the game Tag. Now that I mentioned it, have you heard of the game Dead Man's Tag or whatever? I think I've seen that on a website too, but maybe I can talk about that in the future. But in this episode, we're gonna focus more on the bath game. A scary version of Red Light, Green Light, and according to the ritual, the Ruma-san died a gruesome death by slipping and falling in the shower. It's actually a weird way to die. Her death, I'm not gonna try to piss off some spirits, but like, her death is actually pretty gruesome and, not gonna lie, a dumb way to die, honestly. Like, this could be it. Like, you know that game? Dumb ways to die. Yeah, that's it. Sorry. Anyway, in this part, I'm gonna go over how to play the bath game. Before I begin, I just wanna let you know that I'm not in any way encouraging this. I'm just telling you the steps because of informational reasons, informative reasons. Like I said before, paranormal matters are things you should not be messing with. Don't even try. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go over how to play the game, like the steps and everything. And yeah, I'm not gonna tell you what to do, but I'm not encouraging this. Like, don't play this at all. If you decide to play this game, like, just know what you're doing. Like, do your research and know what you're doing. Because honestly, spirits are not to be messed with because unexplained by science. So it's better know what you're facing and also, like, just do your research. And for clarity, I'm gonna divide the ritual into three parts because there's so many details that goes on into this game. And also, after I explain how to play the game, I'm gonna, like, analyze it, like, probably, like, go over some details that I might have missed because it's fun and I like to talk about it, you know? Another reason why you shouldn't try it, like, there's so much things going on and there's so much room, like, there's so much room to fail. This game basically sets you up to fail. Honestly, I'm not even gonna lie. So, three things. So, the beginning, the actual game, and the ending, or how to stop the game. Let's go over the beginning first. So, one thing you need is a bathroom with a tub. And once you have that, you can play the game. If you don't have that, like, make sure you have, like, a room with a tub and, like, running water. That's pretty much it. If you don't have that and you only have a shower for a bathroom, then you cannot play this game. Just don't. So start the ritual at nighttime before you go to bed. Before you go to sleep. So before entering the bathroom, you have to take off your clothes first. And once you're naked, enter the bathroom and fill the tub with water and turn off the lights. Then you're supposed to crawl into the tub, sit facing the faucet and the taps, and now close your eyes and start washing your hair. So at this point, as you wash your hair, you should say the words, "Daruma-san fell down," and you keep repeating them until you have finished washing your hair. And at this point, you're supposed to keep your eyes closed all throughout the game. Like, don't open your eyes at all, please. And once you have done this ritual correctly, you are supposed to see a Japanese woman in your mind's eye standing in the bathtub, and she will slip and fall with her face landing on the faucet and gouging her eyes out. At this point, you will probably hear or feel someone behind you. Like, yeah, you'll probably feel someone get on the tub with you and stuff like that. And no matter what, like, no matter what you feel, like, if you feel someone's presence, don't turn around and don't open your eyes. Like, just don't do it. Just don't do that, please. So once you see her in your mind's eye, you should ask out loud, "Why did you fall in the tub?" So at this point, you will be met with silence for a few seconds, and that's fine. That's fine. It's totally fine. After a few seconds, you should keep your eyes shut and get out of the tub. And at this point, you should be careful in this step. Honestly, throughout this game, you should be careful. Like, all throughout, like there's so many details to this game. I'm telling you, be careful about this one because first your eyes are closed and you can't see anything. Also, according to the game, the ghost will try to trip you or, like, you know, like, try to pull you and, like, play with you as you walk out of the tub. Make sure that you don't trip and fall. Or, yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen because I haven't played this game. At this point, you're supposed to exit the bathroom, close the door, and leave everything as it is until the morning. You're not supposed to turn on the lights, and you're not supposed to drain the water out of the tub. like just leave everything as it is until the morning, or yeah, until the morning. And the next step is to go to sleep. I think you're supposed to go to sleep naked. I don't know. Once you fall asleep, we are moving into the actual game. So the game starts once you wake up. So whatever time that is. If you wake up at 3 a.m., well, screw you. Like, that's your luck. I'm sorry. And the thing is, you're supposed to go on about your day. And the only difference is that you will probably feel a presence behind you. From time to time, you will catch a glimpse of her ghost as you glance over on your right shoulder. And the game actually describes her as a ghostly figure with one eye and a long tangled black hair. Also, there is a socket, a hollow eye socket on her right eye, where her right eye is supposed to be. And yeah, so basically it's a one-eyed ghost with an empty eye socket, you know? Yeah. Basically, in this game, your goal, as I've said earlier, is to avoid the ghost that you just summoned. So there will be a time where she's going to get so close to you, and at this time, you should use the word tamare, which means stop. However, the more you use this word, the less it becomes effective. So use this word sparingly. So yeah, those are the things that you want to know. And also, you might want to avoid like dark spaces, running water, mirrors, those places, because apparently she's stronger in those places. And her energy is much more potent in those places. Also, yeah, I think those are the only things you have to keep in mind. So now we're moving on. How to stop the game? How the fuck do you stop the game? One thing you should know as you play this game is that you need to stop this game before midnight. If you don't end the game by midnight, like, this girl will probably have access to your dreams and she won't stop haunting you in general. So yeah, you should stop the game by midnight. That's your goal too. That's your second goal. Holy shit, I'm so entertained. I can see my campus from here. Is that my campus? Okay. So going back, one thing you should know as you play this game is that you need to stop this game by midnight. To stop the game, you have to get the ghost as close as possible. Close enough for you to catch a glimpse of her. So really, really close. Once you have her in your sight, in your line of sight, you have to yell the word kita, which means to cut you loose. And as you yell the word, you have to swing your arm in a chopping motion. Once you do it all correctly, then she won't follow you anymore and the game has finished. So yeah, once again, yell the word kita, which means to cut you loose, and do the swinging, chopping motion with your arm. Yeah, that's all you have to do. But make sure to keep her in your line of sight. Yeah, okay. Once you do it all correctly, you're done. You're finished. And also, the ghost can actually sense when you're trying to end the game, so you have to be pretty smart about this. Just letting you know. Okay, those are the mechanics of the game, and my explanation of this game is, I feel like the dumbed down version of it. There's a lot of details to keep in mind, and like I said earlier, I feel like this game is basically setting you up for failure. So don't even try this at all. This is just for informative purposes and entertainment purposes. Like, it's a fun thing to know about. It's something to mess with your mind, you know? Okay. So here are other things to keep in mind if you really want to play this game. And to that I say, you're stupid. Don't do this. here are some other things to consider. So when you're starting the game and doing the ritual, you're not supposed to open your eyes until you are out of the bathroom. So when you enter the bathroom, do all that, like, at which point you start closing your eyes, you have to keep them closed until you're out of the bathroom. You can open them once you're out, but when the whole time you're in there, and like the steps in which it says you have to close your eyes, you have to keep them closed. And in the beginning as well, the ghost will try to trip you as you get out of the tub and exit the bathroom. So it's important to be really careful. I know it's hard for you to do this once you have your eyes closed, but yeah, it's just something to pay attention to. And the obvious one is don't let her catch you and end the game before midnight. That's like something I can emphasize on, honestly. And okay, as you play the game, stay away from dark spaces, places with running water, alleys, bathrooms, and mirrors. Because it's said that she's stronger in these places. So I think I said that you must finish the game before midnight. Don't let her catch you, or don't let her get too close to you. That's another thing. And also, don't use the tomare command. Oh my gosh, I cannot talk. Also, don't use the tomare command too much. It'll lose its effect on her over time. So use this word sparingly. And according to the game, I think I said this earlier too, the ghost is very smart and sneaky, so she'll know if you're trying to stop the game and like just end the game. So she'll try to be really sneaky about it. So, and she'll try to like not be in your sight at all. So yeah, you have to be really smart to catch her in your glimpse so that you can end the game. And also, here's something you need to remember, and please don't be stupid about this. When you restart the game, she will start in the same position as the last game. So you don't really have time to run away from her, and you're stupid if you do that. Like, you're stupid if you do a second attempt. Like, I don't even know what to say. So yeah, don't play this game. Just don't play this game, because it has so much detail, so much shit you need to remember, so much shit you need to keep in mind. It's just for entertainment purposes, you know? It's fun to know things. The process to start the game is already dangerous enough. So much information. And the fact that you have to get off the tub with your eyes closed, and you have to walk outside of your bathroom with your eyes closed, and with the ghost trying to trip you, that's just setting you up for failure. So yeah, those are my thoughts in this game. Yeah, this part is where I'm gonna talk about whether or not the bath game is an urban legend or just like a creepypasta type of thing. So first, what is an urban legend? According to Wikipedia, an urban legend is a genre of folklore consisting of stories that are circulated as true. And it's also based on a hearsay. So by definition, this game is technically an urban legend, and the ritual has been circulating around the internet. So there are stories and discussion forums on Reddit about people trying out this game, which meets the definition of an urban legend. But in my opinion, though, I'm not sure whether or not this is an urban legend. I feel like this is a creepypasta, though, that's based on an urban legend. Or, like, maybe this one has a Japanese urban legend influence to it. Does that make sense? Correct me if I'm wrong here. Just, I'm speculating. Yeah, in my opinion, though, I'm not really sure whether or not this is an urban legend, because the game doesn't have a story, or there isn't really anything much to it. Like, if you look it up, like, if you look up Bath Game, or if you look up Daruma-san Bath Game, Like, it's just the process of doing it. Like, there isn't much story to it. Like, what happened to Daruma? Like, why is she even haunting us? Like, you know, like, unlike the this urban legend where you summon this girl in the mirror and I'm not saying her name, you know who she is. Like, she has a story. Like, she has a bunch of, like, origin stories that has its own variations. But this one, like, this bath game, there isn't much to it. Like, if you search it up, like, it's just the process. That's it. And it's pretty much the same in all of the websites that I've looked at. We just know that she fell into the tub face first and she gouged her eyes out against the tap, and that's how she died, basically. That's all we know. And we never really know why she's haunting people who summoned her. Like, what's her purpose? Like, is it because for sport? I don't know. It's a weird way to think about it. And yeah, this is all just my opinion, and I'm mostly just speculating. Okay, so if the bath game is not an urban legend, then this brings me to my second point. It's actually a creepypasta. This is just my opinion. I'm not, like, saying it as if it's a fact. In my opinion, bath game looks like a creepypasta, which by definition is a horror story or some type of media relating to the horror genre that has been copied and pasted on the internet. I believe the term creepypasta came from the word copypasta. But yeah, that's for another time. So yeah, the reason why I think the bath game is a creepypasta instead of an old urban legend is because when I looked up bath game, there's really not much in it. Like, yes, there are blog posts about it, and like, it's been like the ritual has been posted in various sites like the Hide and Go Kill fandom Wikipedia page, Scary for Kids, which is a website that I used to spend time on when I was like 10, 11. Also, I read up on the bath game in the Ghost in My Machine, which is another website dedicated to compiling all sorts of all things that are related to horror. So yeah, the ritual has been posted in The Ghost in My Machine, which is a website that compiles all the scary rituals. Dead Man Hide and Seek is in it. What else? The Three Kings is in it too. Is posted in this website too. But yeah, I have some allergies every morning and it's really pissing me off. Okay, so basically how the ritual is structured. It isn't structured like an urban legend. There isn't really much variations to it. For example, another urban legend that's famous in Japan, I believe, is the Kuchisake Onna. And when I look this urban legend up, it's more like a lot of websites has posted about this urban legend. So for example, Nippon.com, which is, I assume, a Japanese website or a website dedicated to all things Japanese and just the Japanese culture. I don't want to click it because I don't want to see the image because I'm scared even though it's daylight. But yeah. Basically, Nippon.com has posted about the slit mouth woman. YouTube, there are YouTube videos about her, animations that tells her story. What else? She even has a freaking movie. It's called Carved. So, also, like, the Wikipedia fandom's website has posted a lot about her. Oh my gosh, okay. Has posted a lot about the urban legend, and also like news sites have posted about the legend of Gucci Sake Onna. And also Ranker has posted this urban legend specifically, and this is funny. This is interesting. Okay, so basically there's been like a journal article about the urban legend, the Gucci Sake Onna urban legend, and it's been published in the University of Chicago Press Journals, which I find really interesting. So that's how prominent this urban legend is, if that makes sense. However, if you compare this urban legend to the Bath Game isn't really that prominent compared to the Gucci Sake Onna. So in the Bath Game, I believe there's been like YouTube videos of people trying it out, or like a short film, maybe some animation that tells us all about it. What else? It's been posted in numerous sites as well. The same thing as the Gucci Sake Onna urban legend. So it's been posted in the Hide and Go Kill fandom Wikipedia page, which is, I think, a website dedicated to all things horror and all things creepypasta. Scary for Kids posted about this as well. The Ghost in My Machine. I think I was telling you guys this. But anyway, it's also posted in Wattpad and also in Reddit. So the thing is, I believe the difference between, like, I think the difference between the Bath Game and also the Gucci Sake Onna is that, like, the Gucci Sake Onna has, like, its variations, because I think, okay, here, for urban legends, usually it's been passed around a lot, and usually it's by word of mouth, how it's been passed around a lot. So the reason why, like, say, the Gucci Sake Onna has some variations to it is because, the reason why there's variations to this urban legend is because it's been passed around through word of mouth. So people can interpret this differently. It's not like established compared to like written works, you know? But in the Bath Game specifically, the reason why, well, in the Bath Game specifically, I noticed that it follows the same structure. You have the whole ritual before you start the game, and then you have to do this. Like, the details are always the same. I think that's also one of the reasons why I thought the Bath Game is more like a creepypasta instead of like an old urban legend. Like, the structure remains the same, and it just really looks like it's been copied and pasted all over. So, yeah, like, for example, this another urban legend, but this one's American. And this one is where you summon the entity through a mirror by saying her name. I don't want to say her name because I don't want to get in trouble. But, yeah. This urban legend specifically is also, like, there's been, like, a lot of variations to her rituals, to her stories, to her origins. That's why she's considered an urban legend and not, like, a copy, like, a creepypasta. So, yeah, that's just what I think, though. Let me know what you think, because I'm not really knowledgeable enough to, like, you know, say something and make it official, like, deem it as facts or whatever. But when I was looking up the Bath Game, there isn't really much of an origin story, like, what year did it originate, or, like, well, I would say the Gucci Sake Onna is the same way, but, yeah, there isn't really much to it. It's just this whole piece of ritual that you have to do, like, and it's also, like, structured the same way, like I said. So, That's just what I think. However, I really think the bath game seems to fit the definition of a creepypasta more than an urban legend. So that's just why I assumed it was a creepypasta. I'm not really sure if it's actually a like an urban legend or if it's a creepypasta. This is just my opinion, like I said before. So yeah, that's pretty much what I have in mind regarding this ritual. Yeah, so anyway, we're wrapping things up. Thank you so much for listening. I know I haven't been super active lately. I just started grad school. I just started my classes and they are looking pretty difficult. But yeah, I also picked up a job as well, an on-campus job. So just a mini update at the end. So yeah, don't worry though, I'll stick around, I'll still be uploading, but I'm gonna try to upload every 2 weeks on a Sunday. So yeah, and if you have encounters or if you've tried this game before, maybe you can send me a DM, email me, I don't know. Yeah, also you can follow my Instagram page, which is at urbanlegendsaodc. For episode updates and also just some fun content, which I'm doing my best to update. But yeah, I just need enough brain cells to come up with memes and shit. But yeah, also if you have scary stories in mind or just encounters that you wanna reach out, like if you wanna reach out to me, you can send me an email or DM me on my Instagram page. So yeah, stay tuned. And thanks again for listening. Bye.